danger of dickiness, lack of direction and purpose. God has raised seven to raise models of integrity and power. Models that will rise above the limit of their birth, backgrounds and circumstances to dimensions beyond their imaginations. Come, let God show you how the vehicle of grace can take you from where you are to where He has ordained you to be. Grow in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ through the preaching and the teaching of the Word of Life. Join God's choice servant for the world of His grace.
Father's blessing is not a preaching service, it's a blessing service, it's a prayer service. And that makes it simple. And the beauty of anything is it's in its simplicity. When it's complex and complicated, it's no longer, it loses its beauty. So I'm pronouncing three principal blessings upon you this morning. I will connect you to the blessings of heaven. You'll be spending heavenly currency this year. Don't wait till I preach, because I will not. My job is already being done. You'll be spending from heaven. Amen. Your food will be coming from heaven. Amen. Let nobody doubt whether heaven issues currency notes or heaven gives food. Heaven does. If you remember when Peter was hungry and food was not coming on time from the hostess, the Bible says that heaven opened and there was a container that was a dining table, as it were, that was coming from heaven. And on this table were assorted stuff. And then the question will be, where is this food coming from? Do they cook in heaven? Yes, they do. Does heaven supply food? They do. Elijah was by the brook, and ravens were bringing food. At another time, an angel was bringing food. An angel was setting the table for Elijah. Where was the angel getting the food from? This year, the main source of your income will be from heaven. Amen. The main source of your joy will be from heaven. Amen. The main source of your comfort and convenience will be from heaven. Amen. The main source of your resource will be from heaven. Amen. Heaven will open up to be the fountain from where you draw. Say a very loud amen if you will. Amen. The blessing that Pastor read to you in Genesis chapter 49, verse 25, is actually the place of my meditation. In verse 25, Genesis 49:25, it says, even by the God of thy father, who shall help thee? God will help you this year. And by the Almighty, who shall bless thee with the blessings of heaven above? That's what I'm talking about. I pronounce blessings for you from heaven above. You see, many things come from above. A lot. The rain every year come from above. Light comes from above. The sun, the moon, the stars, they come from above. And all of our sciences put aside, when light, wherever light is coming from, is supplied from, they put it up. Look at the church where we are sitting. I don't know the electricians that wire the church, whether they are Christian or Muslim, it doesn't matter. The rules of the Bible are followed, that light is from above. So that's the reason they put the light there. Jesus said, no man light a lantern and put it under a bushel. You put it above. And when Jesus said, you are the light of the world, you are to be. You will be above.
Amen.
Lights are usually put up. Lights are never put down. Nobody does it. This year you will be above.
Amen.
Because you are the light of the world. As far as God is concerned, you are the light of this world. And therefore, your placement is... You'll be drawing from above.
Amen.
You'll be happening from above.
Amen.
You'll be happening. When you start to happen this year, you'll be happening from above.
Amen.
You'll be happening from up.
Amen.
Say loud, amen.
Amen.
Verse 25 goes on to say, and the blessings of the deep. Now, he skipped the earth. He took off from above and went to the deep. He took the earth for granted. And I take the earth for granted for you this year in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
You will also be drawing your blessings from the deep.
Amen.
The sea, that is the Department of Economics now, that is called the blue economy. And we are being told by the economists that 75% of the wealth of this world is in the sea. And very little of it have been tapped. There are more creatures in the sea than human beings. The largest animal in the world is in the sea, the blue sea whale. The blue sea whale weighs about 33 elephants put together. It lives in the sea. The things that live longest in this world live in the sea. There is a sea turtle. The version on land is tortoise. Ijapa, Alabao. The sea version of it live for 400 years. And the sea creatures are able to live that long because of the fact that the sea cleanses them. They drink, the poison don't stay in them overnight. Metabolic products of body wastes, they don't harbor it overnight. They drink water and flush it. And therefore, they are able to live very long because they don't keep poison in their system overnight. Those of you who keep malice beyond overnight, and yet the Bible says that you should not allow the sun to set over your anger. Now, some of you have kept malice for more than a day or two. In fact, you have kept permanent malice with certain categories of people. We are supposed to correct you this morning. And the reason is simple. Since that person wronged you, kiloniko mada. What have God stopped in doing in your life because of him? The Lord has set a table before you in the presence of your enemy. So what is it? What is it? What is it? Since he wronged you. Say o da se Olorun duro. Ki lo wa nbe? Since he did you bad that he did you, God has continued his work in your life. Why are you keeping malice? There is this small creature. He's very small. It has tentacles. It's in the sea. Now, they call it, they add eternal to its name because they tag it with some dating elements to know how old it is. And the researchers have not been able to tell how old because it stays alive till the researcher die. Another researcher take over and die. Another researcher take over and die. The sea turtle that I'm talking to you about is in a certain aquarium in China. It has lived for 400 years. The person who captured it from the sea and put it in an aquarium and nursed it had died. The children took over and died. Four generations of people have lived with this animal and they have all died. And it's still there. Oti jeunla roi. Now, it's still there. The longest living creatures are in the sea. The largest ones are in the sea. The sea harbors the wealth of the whole universe. All this oil we're taking from the land. There is also oil in the sea. Under the sea, there is oil there. I connect you with the economy of the sea. I connect you with the economy of the sea. Do you know each time we go to a restaurant to eat, when I travel abroad and we go to this Chinese restaurant, all kinds, then you get there, you see seafood. They are costlier. Crab. They are costlier. And all seafoods are white flesh. They are white flesh. And many times, medical people recommend white flesh to treat some heart condition. So I'm connecting you to two places for your prosperity in 2024. I connect you to heaven. Amen. And I connect you to the sea.
Amen.
And let nobody say sea for where. May I do? Look, it can also be overseas. I say, you know, we are not in Lagos, we are not in Port Harcourt, we are not in Cross River, and so on and so forth. We are here. But as you are here, your blessing can also be coming from. The richest local government in Nigeria is Etiosa local government. Etiosa, when you leave church this morning, go and Google. The richest local government in Nigeria is Etiosa. The richest three states in Nigeria are Lagos, Rivers, and Ogun. Because they are all connecting with the sea. Stand up, let me talk to you. Paul asked the Corinthians, he said, does nature not teach you? The richest local government in Nigeria is Etiosa local government, is by Osa. The richest states in Nigeria, they are by the sea. Nothing by the sea is poor.
Nothing connected to water is dry. How can you be connected to water and you are dry? Nothing connected to the sea is poor. Raise your right hand and say, Father, I connect myself in 2024 to the sea and oversee. All currencies coming from overseas, they are better than Naira. The currencies coming from overseas, they are what? They are better than Naira. Many times more. Sometimes over 1,000. Over 1,000 times better. Raise your hand again. Let me talk. This hand, I connect it to overseas. Yes, you are in Ibadan, but I connect you to the sea. I connect you to oversea. In the name of Jesus. Money oversea. Business oversea. Studies, schooling oversea. You will not liquidate in Ibadan here. You will not expire in Ibadan here. You are connected to the sea and oversea. You are connected to heaven. You are connected beyond yourself, beyond Nigeria, beyond Abuja, in the name of Jesus. Say amen 3 times. Be seated. In 1 Chronicles chapter 26, a father's blessing for you. Number 3, I've connected you to heaven, connected you to the sea. You will be a chief. In whatever you do, in that matter, you'll be a chief. Amen. Did you hear me? Wait till I talk. Be a chief. In whatever you do, be a chief. Be a chief of it. I don't know how it happened in Ibadan here, but in Ilorin, when you enter market, even if it is okra you are bringing, there's okra chief. And if you go and spread it somewhere, somebody will tell you, carry your thing, leave here. Have you been approved by the chief? If you bring yam, you can't just bring a trailer load of yam to the market and begin to sell. They'll drive you out. They're yam chief. If you bring egg, nothing you bring, when you leave here, go to the major markets and ask. For every commodity, there's a chief of it. There's a woman in my church. She gave testimony about 5 days ago. There's this woman in our church. You will remember this story very well. She used to put a table. She's a widow. She used to put table by the roadside opposite Quara Hotel and be collecting bread from those who bake and use vehicle to supply the small sellers. December 31, she came to me weeping that December 31 is the time they sell bread the most because they sell all night till daybreak. And she being a widow, had children. Now the person supplying bread came in the evening of December 31 and did not supply her bread, because the style of business is that when they come like that, the money of the former supply, you remit it. Then they will give you new supply. She did not remit. The children, the orphans, ate some of the bread. And so the money was not complete. And therefore, the bread supplier did not supply her bread that December 31. And she told me that the whole family also was looking up to that supply for them to eat during the new year. And now they didn't supply bread to her. So she came weeping. And very much unlike me, I don't even know till now, I'm wondering why I did what I did. Because Isaac Omoleyin, that I think I know, would pull the drawer out and get some money and say, so that these children can eat during Christmas, take something. I didn't do that. And that is strange. You know what I did? There, Baby Mimi Oniso. I started praying. I said, Mama, God will make you a baker. You will have a bakery. You will also begin to bake bread. You too, you begin to supply people. She didn't say amen. Only, he said, what I'm saying is different from what she came, and it's beyond her thinking. She's talking about tomorrow, New Year. You are talking of bakery. She left my office with tears and went away. Maybe because of her attitude, I also did not call her to say take money for New Year. I left her because she on another day I would say she was rude. But I can understand her. It wasn't long after that when this woman came. I said, sir, I've come to apologize for the way I left here the other day. I said, well, I'm a pastor. I can handle it. Do you understand that?
Yes, sir.
You are not a pastor. You don't know. So what is it you are here for? He said she was in the house today and somebody came and said, Mama, there is a certain bakery that is closing down. And they said they want to rent it to anybody who can operate it. And then she looked at the person and said, and you think I am the person to be told? You think I'm the person to be told? You know, I put table by the roadside and I sell bread. Do you think if they want to rent out a bakery, you think it is a person like me they will come and tell? So that one apologized. I said, sorry, I just said I should tell you and walk away. It was after the person walked away that her sense came back that, do you know that Baba Omoleyin told you that you would become a baker? So she walked up to the person that is renting out the bakery to ask for the condition. That one said, all I want is for the place to be in use. If the place is not in use, after a while, rat, okete, and all kinds of rodents, because we bake bread here, there will be pieces of stuff on ground that rats, okete, will be coming, cockroaches, they will be coming to eat here, and I don't want that. I want this place to become active. So, in terms of financial condition, just start to use it. We'll talk about that one later. Now, how do I start to use it? I don't know how they bake bread. So she went to Baboko Market. There's a market in Ilorin they call Baboko Market. That's where they sell flour. And begged to buy flour on credit, half a bag. And bought half a bag on credit. Bought baking powder on credit. bought butter on credit. All the ingredients that they used to bake bread, buy little, and come there to start to bake. But who is going to help you to mix it? Who is kneading the flour? You don't know anything. Then he met somebody who knows about it. I said, can you please just help me? What I want to do is half a bag of flour. Now I said, there's not much to it. And did half a bag of flour. People who are passing by were smelling bread and branch. They told them that bread there inside fire is never done. They sat down. They said it will not take long to get done. We used to buy bread here before the place closed down. So the place is opening up again. They sat down and bought it everything. He went to Baboko and paid for the half bread and then bought one bag. Sold that one, went there, buy two bags. Sell that one, go there. Now it is when a trailer load of flour enters Baboko market, they send for her to come and carry. Then she became a principal baker in Kwara State. In 1 year, she won the Baker of the Year award. This woman did not go to secondary school. And became part of the state executive of bakers. And whenever she sat with the other officials at the high table, the person who didn't supply bread the other day is sitting. Now the person that did not supply bread the other day has even closed down. This one had continued for 25 years. He's still baking. I'm going to kickstart a miracle in your life that will last for 25 years. I will kickstart a miracle in your life that it will be there for 2 generations. People will celebrate you. People will be using you to pray. Won ba ma fi e toro won ma so fọlọrun pe ko se fa won bo se se fun eyin melo le nfe be you are the one who is saying you don't have this, you don't have that. There are those who are using you to pray. They are not even asking God to add anything. Pe bọlọrun ba ko de se fun won ni won ba to. But I'm telling you that you are just about starting to live. It doesn't even matter how old you are. We are counting your years as of the back. I am speaking about your front. You are counting your years at the back, the one you know. I'm talking about the one you don't know. And no matter how many years you have spent, the more years ahead of you, can you tell? Can you tell 100 years ahead, 200 years ahead? I'm opening the front door. I'm closing the back door. I'm telling you that your future shall be better than your past. Your future shall be better than your past. Your tomorrow shall be better than yesterday. Your tomorrow will be better than yesterday. 2024 will be better than 2023. No matter what they are saying, 2024 will be better than 2023. It shall be well with you. It shall be very well with you.
Say amen three times. Sit down. In 1 Chronicles chapter 26. Father's blessing. Verse 8. 1 Chronicles 26. All these of the sons of Obed-Edom. You should be familiar with Obed-Edom. You remember him. Obed-Edom was nobody. The meaning of Obed-Edom is servant from Edom. The servant from Edom. Obed-Edom. Obed means servant. So, the man was a servant. The man was a yes man. And that also was the reason why when the ark was becoming a deadly thing, a killer element, and David was afraid to continue to bring it to Jerusalem, he looked at the house of Obed-Edom who was near. I said, carry this thing and put it there. Obed-Edom cannot say no. He's a servant. He's a yes man. And therefore, Obed-Edom hosted the ark. And the Bible says that in 3 months, within 3 months, God began to bless Obed-Edom so much that the king himself heard about it. That God is blessing Obed-Edom. And the king now came to carry the ark. So Obed-Edom remained a servant and a serviceman and stayed on the line of a serviceman, noted, known, renowned for service. All these of the sons of Obed-Edom, they and their sons and their brethren, able men, for strength, for service. There were 72 of them. Verse 9. And Meshelemiah had sons and brethren, strong men. I'm here to pronounce upon this church, there shall not be feeble men here. Men whose standing, men who when they are on their feet, men who see them alone. This year you'll be a strong man. Okay, now that the amen is so slow, you'll be a strong woman.
She wants a cuckoo team on any week versus tele. If you are de mo de bi baba, mo fio baba sorokwe, you'll be a strong woman.
This year, oh Nima, manage lati duro. This 2024, you will not manage to walk. You will not manage to stand.
Amen.
There is nothing physically that will be small about you.
Amen.
You'll be like Samson.
Amen.
You have strength.
Amen.
Your bone will be like iron and steel.
Amen.
Say louder, amen.
Amen.
He said, this man was his brethren. So I'm talking about you. The Bible says he had sons and brethren. I'm talking about your sons. I'm talking about your sons. I'm talking about your children. The males in your father's house. The men that keep the line. The men that keep the name. The men that keep the legacy. The men that keep the house. I pray that they will be strong men. And who by their strength will live long.
Amen.
I once told you the other day,
I was with Reverend Ayo Orisijafo. He once told me that in his father's house, nobody lived beyond 34. When you are 34, you die. His father died at 34. His uncle died at 34. When anybody reached 34, you die. Then he was 33. And the devil will be coming to remind him that, you know, when you are 34, you need to start to... When you are 33 now, you need to start to get ready. So one day he got up in the night when the devil came again and reminded him his age. So he put 33 so that he would 34 and be by. So he got up and he was moving all around his room as if he was mad and said, "Well, my father died at 34. I don't know what killed him. His younger brother died at 34. I don't know what killed him. Everybody there, they've been dying at 34. I don't know what killed them. I am not connected to all the procedure and the processes by which they die at 34. My own name is Ayo Orisijafo. I am not my father. I'm not my uncle. I will not die at 34. Ayo is now over 70. He said, "I don't know what killed them. And I don't know what they did, and they are being killed at 34. Me, I'm not them. Are you them?" In the name of Jesus, you will live a distinct life of your own. And you will live and achieve notable miracles by which you will be remembered. Your name will not disappear. They will not use eraser to erase your name. The Lord will keep your name in your children. Your children and all the people carrying your name upon their head, in the name of Jesus, they will not fizzle out. They will be strong men. The Father's blessing coming to you in 2024 says that you will be a strong person. You'll be a strong person. You will never faint. You will not be weak. You will live well. You'll be standing on your feet. They will not carry you. People will not lead you by the hand. You will never enter wheelchair. You will never walk with walking stick. I pray for you that you will live strong and you will live well. Araya le sa mama araya ma le o ni fo parin wo ni gbe sinu wheelchair wo ni ma fowo gbe ekiri wo ni ma ru ekiri o ni di liability fa won omo e o ni di liability fa won omo e. You will not become a liability for your children. You will not become a liability. Wo ni ma gbe gbe wo ni ma gbe to wo no ma gbe oya gbe wo ni ma gbe oto. They will not carry you to toilet. They will not carry you to market. You will live well. You will live strong. You will live long. And it shall be well with you. You will see your children and your children's children in the name of Jesus. You will see your children and your children's children. When your children's children are giving birth, you will still be there. When your children's children are married, you will be there. When your children's children are getting married, you will be there. I conducted a wedding in about 3 weeks ago. The person who is wedding, I name him. I wedded the mother and the father. Tobatun Bimombaye, me no masoluko. Ejo, kini kan tun bere lowo Olorun. I wedded the father and the mother. They gave birth. I named the child. The child married last month. I wedded the child. They are giving birth next year, this year. I'm going to name the child. When you are able to supervise 4 generations of miracle, you are more than a lucky man. Talon Ferdue.
when you supervise success up to 3 generations and you are still there. When you are celebrating miracles that were born into your hand, you are more than a lucky person. We say, "Sela moru komita mapi." You will be well favored. Whenever death is going around, it will pass you by, so that you will be able to see your children's children. Whenever evil is passing by, it will pass you by. Omarie koja, Oma fiele. Se bi COVID de o de ti lo, se o mu woda ni lo. Opa, what you opa, ofi wole. And that's how I continue to pray for you. If anything called COVID or any boya egbon embo boya buru edelode, be COVID is a deto not of fiele. Won gbogbo na ma tun fiele na. They will be leaving you so that you can enjoy the fullness of your life. Father's blessing for you this year, you will be a strong man. Father's blessing for you this year, you will be a strong woman. Your body will be strong. Your body will be strong. Your body will not collapse. Your body will not collapse. In the name of Jesus. Say amen 3 times. Thank you. Let me run and close. Father's blessing. In verse 10. Also, Hosa of the children of Merari had sons. Zimri, the chief. For though he was not the firstborn, yet his father made him the chief. We are in face to face contact with the authority of a father. That this person, though he was not firstborn, but his father made him the chief. I stand in my place as father. And I don't know where they put you. I don't know the number you have carried in your father's house. I don't know the number you came to church with. But your father make you chief. I said to you that there is nothing we do in this world that there will be a chief for it. You go to Polytechnic here, there are many lecturers there. You get to a point, they say this chief lecturer, chief registrar, chief magistrate. I tell you, in the career of your choice that you put your finger on, in this year, your father has made you a chief. He said, though he was not the firstborn, but his father made him a chief. Firstborn is born. Secondborn is born. Chiefs are made. Hey, get it. Even though he was not firstborn, even if he was, if he's secondborn, if he's thirdborn, whatever. Born is what? Is born. But chiefs are made. Millionaires are made. Professors are. Nobody is born as a professor. Nobody is born as an engineer. Nobody is born as a lawyer. Nobody is born as a millionaire. As they take born millionaire, now so then take born poor person. But as you go in this year, I have come to church, Lighthouse, listen, that you are made chief. If I be a father, and I stand in my place as one, and I beg all of you to please accept me as father.
He said, though he was not firstborn, but his father made him a chief. The authority of a father. Fathers make people. Fathers make men. Other men are born. Fathers make others. I make you a millionaire. I make you a success story. You see, women are born, but wives are made. Oku igbese kan ninu irin ajo re wa wo iso alagbede. I pray that you will be made. A crude iron will enter blacksmith shop and it comes out as a knife. It comes out as spoon. It comes out as cup. It comes out as a vessel. But the crude iron that entered the place before nobody even wanted it. Though he was not the firstborn, though by birth, we're talking of first. We may be talking about second. Maybe we'll talk about third. Maybe we'll talk about the last. But the father came and said, I don't even care what number you take. I make you a chief. Who is the chief here now? And I am making, I'm telling you, I'm a Bible person. It's not the way you are born now that is important here. It's not the way you are born that is important here. It's not what they call you in that office. That's not what is important here. It's not the way you are born. It's not even the way you are brought up. It's not the way they are talking to you. It's not the way they see you. There is a kingmaker. There is a chief maker. You have come to church this morning, and I am saying that even though you are not, but I, as your father, make you a chief. Chiefs are made. Do you, any Yoruba, Emma Bokwe, I won't go on with Afobaji? Abi? Kingmakers. Kingmakers. They make kings. But men are born. Kings are what? Though you might have picked a certain number from your father's house. Among your mother's children, I don't know which number you are. But coming to church this morning, you are meeting a father who makes chief. I make you a chief. I make you a prince. I make you a princess. Say it again, one open bracket in there, anyone? You see the bracket open because they are trying to detour. That's why they open a bracket. He said, for though he was not the firstborn, yet his father made him the chief. The power of a father. Jacob sat and Joseph brought two boys. Manasseh firstborn, Ephraim secondborn, and put Manasseh to the right of Jacob, Ephraim to the left of Jacob. Jacob was blind and was no more seen. And what Joseph expected Jacob to do was to simply reach out his hand and place his right hand on the head of Manasseh and put the left on the head of Ephraim. But destiny said no. And when this man was bringing out his hand, he took it to the head of Ephraim and put the left on Manasseh. Even when Joseph wanted to remove his hand, the father is insisting that what we are making of you will stand. It will not be negotiated. And you read it further when the Bible now says that, and he made Ephraim the senior and Manasseh the junior. The reason was very simple. Though I was not first, Esau was first, but I took first. I am saying to whoever cares to hear, and whoever believes God in church this morning, that you are hearing from a father. In fact, I am a grandfather. My grandchildren are now as tall as myself. I'm saying to you, by the authority of a father, that you are the chief now. You are the chief now. And there is nowhere I stand that my chieftaincy is debated. I live in Ilorin, and there are over 2,000 of us who are preaching. I tell you, I am in the front. I am not keen behind of anybody in Ilorin, even those who are old enough to be my father. Yet I may not be firstborn, but God made me chief. And I say to you, I'm a chief maker. Wherever you are coming from, whatever you do, whatever you buy, whatever you sell, whatever you read as book, even if you are a student, you'll be a chief student. Even if you are in school, you'll be a chief scholar. In your class, you'll be a chief scholar. My second born left mission field in Tanzania. I'm about to close. Don't sit down. And went to study, take a master's degree in a Baptist university in Kentucky with his wife and son. And all the money they needed to go with in year one. This month is the third and final year. The money they went with, $10,000. And I'm supposed to be getting ready to send another one, and another one, and another one. My son spoke to me 2 days ago that by the time he will be graduating, he will have excess of $20,000 in his account. People were sending money. People that don't know him. People that don't know us. In his class, he became a chief student. Each time they're talking about missions in the class, because he's been on mission field for 10 years and he's studying masters in missions. So when they're talking in class, my son raised up the hand to the professor. I said, excuse me, sir. This thing is okay as you're saying it, but on the field, it doesn't work out like that. And he said, what do you mean? He said, well, I've been in it. This professor has never been to mission field. You know, it's the book. He knows. So my son will be asked to stand to explain to the class. And each time there is a debacle and there's an argument, they call my son. Can you help us resolve it? So my son went as a student, but is now a resource person. Some of you who are learned, you understand what I am talking about. That you, when you have left being a student and you become a resource person, that you are the one explaining how it works out. So he no longer needs my money to graduate. In fact, he has excess money. America is about scholarship. When you know, you know. And when you don't know, you don't know. I'm saying to you from my own experience that even if you are a student in the church this morning, you'll be a chief student. Seba man ni class monitor. Abi won win your money sin. He will be the head of the class. I pray. Where are the students here? Raise your hand up. I pray that you will be the delight of your teachers. You will be the delight of your teachers. Tori eyin le nbe se oga, your oga man interest ninu success yi. Everybody get scholarship. You will not drop out of school. The excellent spirit that was upon Daniel will come upon you. You will bring money home. Even as a student. You will bring honor home. Even as a student. When David killed Goliath and was bringing the head, Saul asked Abner, who was the commander in chief, only on Motani. I pray that everybody will, you will be the one to announce your father.
If not for David and what he did, then nobody will know Jesse. Who is Jesse? Say Jesse. Jesse ti wa ti pe ko se ni mo. Omo yen lo gbe oruko baba yen soke. Gbogbo eyin omo te wa ni church laaro yi, you will lift your father's name up. You will lift your mother's name up. You will not become a prostitute. You will not become a cultist. You will become a church boy. You will become a church person. You will be like David. You will be like Samuel. You will be like Joseph. It shall be very well with you. You will be greater than your father. You will be greater than your mother. You will open shop for your father. You will buy a car for your mother. It shall be very well with you. I pray for all the women in the church. By the grace of God, you will see your children's children. I pray for all the young ladies in the church. You will be wedding this year. I pray for the barren people in church. You will be doing naming ceremony this year. You will be doing naming ceremony this year. God is already sewing your wedding gown. Your wedding gown, by the Spirit of God, is already been taken to tailor. What if we are so Yahweh for tailor? What if you your life will take a new turn. You will be called by a new name. You will be celebrated. You will be a success story. You will not drop out. Say yes. And I pray, Father, asking that we live through this year and there is no minus. Come and see your kuro. No minus. No subtraction. Lord, I'll be coming back to thank you. And everybody who is under this atmosphere, it will be a happy year. A year of resources from heaven, resources from the sea, and from overseas.
You have just listened to The World of His Grace. Through God's Choice Servant, we believe in the ability of the world to transform, renew, and change your life for the better as you embrace and do the Word of God. Join God's Choice Servant in life-changing services at the Life Cathedral, Airport Bus Stop, Samunda UA Road, Ibadan, every Sunday service, 7:30 a.m. Lighthouse International Christian Center, where grace lived. God bless you. Real good.